Hello, everybody. This is the Gentle Dom, and I am here with
the rough sub.
He's so rough.
Roughly hewn.
He's a little bit grabby sometimes, for sure. Okay. And this is episode, 3,000?
Five?
No, I think we're on six. I think this is episode six, but don't hold us to that.
Episode 3,006.
And today we're going to talk about two things that are one is definitely connected to femdom, and the other one is a little bit more loosely
connected.
Yes. So the first thing we're going to talk about is this book that I read a couple of months ago, and it's called The Fortress, and it's by an author named S.A. Jones, who I think is a woman. And I'm not going to get into details about the book. You have to check it out yourself. But the book is definitely has a lot of femdom themes in it. It's kind of about this matriarchal society within a larger society where men either go because they get punished because they've done something bad, especially to women, or some men actually go to volunteer to live in this matriarchal society. And there's some disturbing scenes in the book that are not like totally consensual, but there's also a lot of like really hot femdom content in this book. The rough sub has not read the book because he's always reading like boring 14th century poetry, but maybe he's going to read it because I have been having these really intense fantasies after reading this book.
Ever since you read this book.
Yeah, ever since I read this book, I have been really adding to how I feel in terms of feeling powerful sexually, especially during sex. And one of the things that happens in the book, which is, and I don't want to give too much away, is that there is a specific scene in which a man is really basically just used by a woman. And it's a little disturbing because actually in the book, he doesn't feel good about what happened. And so I'm not going to use that as an excuse or to say that people should aim for this in their relationships. But just as a scene that I read, it was like really, really hot to see this society in which women were just basically given free use of men, which is, you know, free use is, you've heard of free use, right?
I've heard the term.
Usually, it is what it means, right? It is what it says, which is that you're given free use of someone's body. I generally see it more with women. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it was with a man. And I've just been thinking about that a lot during sex, this idea that I am totally in control and that my partner, in this case,
me,
you, your needs don't really matter. And in fact, in these fantasies, which actually are kinds of fantasies we've played with a lot, would you like to talk about that?
I'm interested to hear where that's going to go. Yeah,
we have often played with this idea that I'm sort of like the queen and that I'm getting served by my servant boy, mm-hmm. and he's there just for my sexual needs. And then I don't know what he does when he's not in use. He goes off and does his serving boy things, but that he's been called specifically.
Bakes bread, polishes silver.
I guess so. Just works out, looks cute. I don't know. But he is there to be my sexual servant and to do what I want. And is just there to basically please me. And his needs are really not particularly important. Is there anything you want to add to that?
Ooh, is there anything I want to add? I mean, I enjoy that feeling that you have. You've kind of summoned me to attend to you. That you've kind of summoned me to attend to you. And I think also there's a, there's also a component where it can be, that is related to orgasm control, where it can be kind of difficult for me to hang on. That's not where you were going with this.
No, go ahead. Exactly.
To refrain from coming because this whole fantasy gets me excited as well. And so there's like
what do you find out about it?
What do I find out about it? I like that I just like that you have somewhat, even though you aren't mean, you aren't being mean.
No,
that you have high and somewhat stern expectations of me, and I think that that's exciting.
That's your job. Mm-hmm. Your job is just to be there to please me. In fact, sometimes, what do I have you do with my hair?
It's my job to hold your hair up behind your head, out of your face and my face.
Yes, while we're having sex. You're my hair clip. You're my human hair clip.
Yep.
Is it hard to
remember to do that?
Is it hard to not let your hand drop?
Sometimes. It can be.
So this is something that we like to play with a lot. And it's also, I guess, kind of what I've talked about a little bit in my writing lately, which is that it's like femdom that probably doesn't look a lot like femdom, right? It doesn't look, nobody's holding whips. Nobody, if you walked in on us, you wouldn't really see much different than two people who were having sex. But of course, it's all in the dynamic and it's all in like what we have going in our heads and what we're talking about and what we're saying and just what we know to be true.
Another thing that's really hot about it is that, I'm there to attend to your needs and help you have the pleasure that you want to have. And I have to, and like I was saying a minute ago, I have to refrain from coming and continue to focus on giving you the best experience. You even have a kind of mocking, condescending sympathy that you will display toward me in the process. That both makes me feel bashful and also even more excited, which makes it more difficult.
Is this challenging for you? Are you having trouble?
That kind of thing.
Oh, you could be a good boy, can't you?
That kind of thing.
You can hold that for me.
You know, it gets me more and more excited.
And usually, this is really extra mean because I usually do this after he has not been allowed to come for like a week or more. So he's extremely excited. And it's generally difficult for him to hold back. And usually, what I do is I'm like very slow and deliberate. And so when he gets close, I'll stop and I'm like very patient and I say, you know, I can wait. I'm just very slow. But lately I've kind of gotten meaner and I went through this one period where we were having sex and I just said, no, I just said, you're just not going to come. And you were like, but I don't know if I can. And I said, well, you're just going to, and you're just going to hold back and that's it. Did you like that?
You're going to have to deal with it. It was exciting. It was exciting to hear. It didn't make me not afraid that I was going to let you down. Because
you
the
didn't.
Flip side of this is that when I am able, I feel when I'm able to keep from coming, and especially if we have really hot sex and it helps you come hard, I feel like really, really proud of myself, and like I feel like I did a really good job.
You did. You did a good job. Good boy.
It's both a joke and not a joke, and I think that's true of like a lot of. It's a bit of a joke and a bit not of a joke, and that's true of a lot of good hot things we do.
But I feel like lately because of this book, I don't know, it stuck with me in this weird way, and I can't remember all of the book. Like it's like I'd probably have to go read it again to read all the details. But just some of the scenes and just the whole vibe of it just really stuck with me, and it's made me just feel like a little bit meaner.
You recently mentioned wanting to just feel what it would feel like.
Yes.
To just fuck me and not really have to account for my own ability to, you know, not really have to account for where I was at like almost at all.
Yeah, because as a woman, that's something that you don't really get to experience. And I should say that, like, I think that if you're a guy and you're a decent lover, you're always paying attention to that anyway. Like, I don't think it's many guys who are caring about their partner who really don't care whether or not, like, they guys try to hold out so that their partners can come and enjoy themselves. But certainly you don't have to, right? Like, you don't have to think about that. I mean, you don't have to think about, like, oh, well, is your partner going to come and then it's going to be over, like the sex is going to be over. And the sex doesn't have to be over no matter what. But I mean, the PIV sex is going to be over for at least a period of time if you're with a guy. So yeah, it went through my head, this idea of like, what would it be like as a guy to just not have to worry about that? And it was like just about my pleasure. And like, I didn't even have to account for what you would feel or think. And I really just started to think of you like you were just my cock. Like you were just this object that I had been given, and I had to treat you nicely because, you know, you were a human being. Like, I knew that. And I only got one of you. Like, let's say, you know, you're not disposable, but like you were really just there to be my toy and just to be used. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have to account for anything. Like, it was just about me and just about what I felt. And that's so hard for me. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm a woman or it's just how I'm wired sexually. Like, I am usually the one I like to do rather than be done. And I think a lot of that is because of my own anxieties about like making sure that my partner is having a good time, which is weird because I'm supposed to be in control. But I feel like sometimes like I'm not that physically sensitive. And so it's so intellectual for me that it's like I'm always thinking about the other person in this weird way and not able to focus on myself. And maybe that's just anxiety. So somehow like giving into that idea that like you really are just an object and I only have to think about my body and my body's pleasure, like it was just awesome.
You know, this is something occurred to me that we didn't discuss talking about beforehand. But with this whole business of needing to accommodate for me trying hard not to come,
mm-hmm. which is also hot.
Which you like? I mean, I was going to say, you know, a different variation of this would be me wearing like a strap on.
Where I was.
And there may be a different game there where, like, I'm not getting any stimulation. But it would take that dimension out of the equation.
I'm not opposed to that. Like, I find it hot. But I just don't know if it would feel as good, to be totally honest. We've never tried that. Yeah, I've never tried it. And we have talked about getting a cock sheath. Mm. But I've heard that they actually aren't very good, to be honest. I haven't used one. But, yeah, I mean, I've definitely thought about that. I just don't know if I would – I just don't know if it would feel that good. Mm. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know. We've never tried it.
Yeah, we could try it. This could be the most dangerous thing I ever encourage you to try.
You think so? Because I don't know. Like, it would be hot for you to sort of be there and – to see that, like, sort of I was fucking you, but, like, you didn't get to feel it. I mean, that might be hot and sexy, but it – I don't know. Like, I don't know if I would like it or not. Because I like that reaction. I like that desperation. Mm. And so you wouldn't have that desperation because it wouldn't be your body that was being stimulated.
Well, keep you guys posted.
Yeah, this might be something we'll have to try. But it involves like buying a harness for you.
I'm not scheming this, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, if there's a dimension where it's like the stimulation.
If somebody wants to send us one, like, I totally would. I want to try out sex toys. I've been trying to find out like how can I get to review sex toys, and I don't think I'm popular enough yet. But if you are listening to this and you want me to review sex toys, I'm totally down for that, especially apparently strap-ons and harnesses. All right, so that's my plug.
Yeah, I haven't read this book yet, but I'll have to read it.
Yeah, The Fortress by S.A. Jones. It was. I mean, there were some very hot scenes in there, but also some disturbing ones. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's not like all. Yeah, it's not all like consensual. And I'm not even sure I'd call it erotica. I don't know. It's an interesting book. All right. So the second thing that we were going to talk about tonight is what we're going to do right after we finish doing this podcast.
Jeez.
And that is we are going to see Hump.
Hump.
2021.
The amateur porn festival.
Yes. Would you like to explain what it is for people who have not heard of it?
Yeah. So also just recognize that, yeah, Hump is put on. We aren't affiliated with Hump in any way. We've never met anyone associated with – well, actually, never met anyone officially associated with Hump. The first year I went to Hump and I saw Hump, I was like, oh, I know her. Oh, I know him. But that was unintentional.
And who was it?
Hump is a...
Was it Buck Angel?
That was unrelated.
Oh.
that was a different event.
It's a different time that he met Buck Angel.
Anyway, no. These were people like who I knew, who I like actually personally knew. Hump is what it sounds like, an amateur porn festival. Where,
it doesn't sound like. It doesn't sound like anything.
No, I'm sorry. What I said a minute ago. That's not accurate. Where that was started some years ago and invited submissions, not in a DS way, invited people to send in their indie porn short films that they made, and there was a whole selection process, and then so for years the in person version, which I probably will resume after the pandemic,
hopefully,
for all I know, the in person version, they would host live screenings in and it started in Seattle, I think, and then it expanded.
Well, Dan Savage started it.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you have not heard of Dan Savage, he's a pretty famous sex columnist.
And then spread to actually even go on tour to a variety of major cities across the U.S. And the whole deal was that you can be a porn star for a night and not for the rest of your life.
Right.
Which is to say, they are really strict and careful about preventing the filming of the film. Like by the audience on their phones, in the audience that won't happen. So that it's screened on a few nights, and then they had some commitment where they would like destroy the footage or something like that.
Now some people do publish them, because there were a few that I thought were funny that I looked up, and people had posted them on YouTube. So clearly, like, some of the content creators didn't mind releasing their work.
But it's a ton of fun, especially when you go in the live audience experience. It's a ton of fun,
because it's pervy, and you're there with like all these different people. And another cool thing about Hump is that it's just really inclusive.
Yeah.
So it's inclusive of pretty much everybody and everything. So gender, race, sexuality, size. What am I leaving out? I mean, pretty much if you can think of any kind of person, it's usually represented.
They both make an explicit commitment to that. And in fact, there's a really, at the beginning of every Hump, this is just like free advertising for Hump. They did not put us up to this, but it's awesome. At the beginning of every year's Hump, usually it's Dan Savage himself, does an intro statement, a filmed intro statement that is making an explicit commitment to this kind of inclusivity. And, and even I think like often includes a humorous, like, threat to punch you in the face if you're being a dick. But also the actual, my experience has been that it seems to me that the content each year is like pretty, you know, does a pretty good job of being pretty broadly represented.
Oh yeah. And there's usually like been one or two where I'm like, whoa.
I will admit.
I'm a little hesitant to talk about any in particular because people might not have seen them, but there was one that involved pancake batter last year. That
there were bowling pins, pancake batter
that was expelled.
Oh, also that, yeah.
From a certain orifice. I was a little whoa. So there's usually something that makes you go, ooh, a little uncomfortable, but that's a good thing. I think that's pretty cool, and I like seeing all the diversity and all like the weird inclusiveness. And in terms of kink, there's usually always, I mean, there's always various forms of kink that are included, and certainly femdom stuff. And in fact, I think that there's supposed to be at least one femdom themed movie this year.
Oh, I hadn't heard
well,
that.
I saw it in a trailer,
and I would also say, I think that the other thing about that's awesome about it, and it's similar to a lot of the reasons why you might be listening to a podcast like this, and or reading the things that the Gentle Dom puts out, is that a lot of times, what sex intimacy and kink are like for other people can be like very much like a private mystery. You may be like, do I have a good handle on like what other people do? And this is like a really interesting cross section of like things people think are hot. And
it's so different from, it's usually so different from traditional porn that you see.
Yeah.
It really is usually kind of amateur, kind of indie, kind of, it's just not the norm. It's not the stuff that you're going to see on Pornhub. And I just think that that's really cool. And it gives you a better idea, especially for the kink things, like what kink is really like, well, sometimes, for various people, and not just this fantasy of where everything is perfect and everything always goes totally smoothly and like it all looks really scripted. Like, you know, it's not really like that. Yeah. A lot of times kink can look like two people having sex in a bed, and it just looks totally normal, except that they have something going between the two of them that you can't even see.
I would say my experience has also been that the value of hump and like the overall greatness of hump is actually not primarily that like you come away going like, wow, that was so hot.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's a few moments or a few films where you're like, wow, that was actually really hot. But it's actually more about like the connecting with other people who made the films and who were in the films, and like recognizing the and kind of laughing because there's a lot of humor and there's a lot of absurdity sometimes.
And it's also a fun way, like if you've ever wanted to like go to a kinky event or something or some kind of sex event and you've been nervous and you felt like, I don't know who's going to be there and it's going to be scary, like going to a thing like Hump is actually a really good way to kind of get your feet wet in that, because you're going to find all kinds of people there and it's dark, the lights go down, like nobody is going to, you're not going to feel outed, you're not going to feel like, oh my god, if somebody sees me here, like the world is going to end.
Oh yeah, that's a really good point as well. I think it does like bridge a divide between the
vanilla, like,
and like the x-rated and the r-rated, between the, between the the kind of like, this is a somewhat secretive subculture, and like this is just like
fun
ordinary people, because we are all just ordinary
but we people. Do usually see a bunch of our kinky friends when we've gone in the past.
I've run into people I knew almost
they're every almost year. Always people from the kink scene. You're like, oh, hi there. So that's kind of what we want to talk about today. We didn't have a whole lot of, I don't know, we didn't know what we were going to talk about. So I said, let's just randomly, let's ramble about some things. So that's what I decided to ramble about. The Fortress by S.A. Jones and Objectification, my favorite, and being treated like a queen during sex and having you being my servant boy that's just there to provide me dick, I guess. You're the provider of dick. And Hump. And we're going to go see that in half an hour. And if there's anything really hot, maybe I'll report back on it. But I don't want to give it away because, remember, it's supposed to be a little bit secretive. And I got to be respectful of the filmmakers. But if there's something really cool that somebody has put on YouTube, I will definitely let you all know. So I think that's it for this episode of 3022. I think it's six.
Oh, right. We'll never know.
I'll know when I put it up.
Right.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Till next time, everyone.
Have a good night.
Stay strong.